Dave Farinalizes a rule. He deliberately edits people out of context. He misconstrues our words. He forms a straw man and attacks it for money. He demonizes others for money. He is bottom of the barrel stuff. The kind of people, like the Inquirer, that get sued all the time for lying about people. So here's the thing. I don't want to sue Dave, even though he did claim that I want to get people killed. So that's pretty messed up. But the fact of the matter is, I just want to debate him. And he's hiding from the debate. So Dave, either debate me or, I'll end up on that platform by myself talking shit about you. You make the choice. At any rate, let's watch Dave Farina lie about me.
It's 'cause you're fat and Dave.
This began with Dan, who had grown increasingly hostile and childish, going so far as to publicly state that it's up to students to take matters into their own hands, citing how in the Maoist revolution, students tortured and killed their professors.
Students would put their teachers on mock trials and thump on their heads and even unalive some of them. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that that's what I want to see happen. I'm saying that it's a time-honored tradition to bring students into your fights on things like this. With the students there, they should know that they have a liar for a teacher. They should know that they have a teacher who's being dishonest or something like that. If you're wanting to take this into meat space, let me be very clear. This is not a call to action. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I do know that a lot of you out there will do it.
How he didn't get his account suspended for this is totally mystifying, but it's just the kind of behavior that gets you booked on Rogan.
You will find I never said it's up to students to take matters into their own hands. In fact, I only used the General Mao's whole cultural revolution of the 60s as an example of how pronounced this could be. I used many other examples too. I kept steering towards them and only used the Cultural Revolution as a scene. What, I could babble about this all day. Let's just see what I had to say about it when it's not edited by some fat piece of shit. Now, for those of you who are unaware, I am on the record saying that I don't want to get Flint fired. Right out the gate, forgive the quick rant. This is just going to be unpolished, basically me speaking my mind, because I kind of have to at this point, because right before I went to bed last night, and then again when I woke up this morning, I'd received more than one email that was a little disconcerting to me, so I'll just go ahead and say it right up the gate. Please do not try to get anyone, including Flint Dibble, fired using my videos, okay? Please don't send them to his employer, and this isn't some tongue-in-cheek thing. I mean it. Please, out of respect for me, even if you think that what I'm asking you to do is absurd, out of respect for me, please do not use my content to try to ruin this man's personal life. But still, this rumor is circulating as factual, at least among a good chunk of Flint's fans, so I'm going to make it abundantly clear by the end of this video that that's not what I want to do. And the way I'm going to do that is handing a much more effective tactic to the people that would email a university and try to get somebody fired. Don't try to get them fired. I've got something better. Stay till the end, and I guarantee you, you will find it not only a better tactic, you'll never be able to accuse me of this crap again. Look at that. I was trying to get people to not go get Flint Dibble fired, and instead saying, look, if you're hell-bent on doing activism, go this route. Instead, go after the student activists and rile them up. They're already agitating for change. And then I drew some other parallels. Though Carl Fegans likes to report my videos anywhere he finds them outside of the YouTubes, probably on YouTube too, for no good reason. Just report them, try to get them taken down. These guys, scorched earth stuff. I get why somebody would be like, man, I'm going to call this motherfucker's university and get this unscientific fuck fired from a science job. But dude, that's never going to work. It's never going to work. But there are things that will affect change. There are things that will make them think twice before just bullshitting the public. Let me show you this little clip here. Check this out.
Stay quiet! For all humans, you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort and home for the students that live in Silliman. You have not done that by sending out that email that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
No, I don't agree with that.
Then why the fuck did you accept the position? Because I have a... Who the fuck hired you? you.
I have a different vision
than
you.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being a professor, you should step down. It is not about creating an intellectual space. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here.
Now, this was back in 2015 at Silliman College, which is part of Yale. And what they were arguing about is well outside of the scope of this video. But I want to ask you a question. Which one of those two would you rather have in your corner? If you were going to get one of these people to crawl all over somebody that was on the faculty there, would you rather get that little milquetoast meek dude who just kind of stands there like this? Or would you rather get that firecracker who was screaming at him? Yeah, here's the thing. Contacting the dean of the university isn't going to get anything done, but contacting the student activists on that university and saying, hey, man, you've got a liar in your midst who's doing this, 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 and this. Some of the student activists are going to care.
Now, you notice that Dave didn't use this because, well, these are modern left-wing activists. They're too close to his fan base, and they're not calling for violence. So neither one of these things fits the bullshit narrative Dave was forming about me.
How he didn't get his account suspended for this is totally mystifying.
Yes, you do know, Dave, you lying sack of shit.
A great example, a great way to handle this, and I won't say it about Flint because anything I say about Flint will be construed as harassment. So we'll talk about my boy John Hoops. He's the best anthropologist that I totally love the man. He works at Kansas University. Now, Kansas University has been under fire in the last few years for failing to return indigenous remains to Native American tribes in a timely manner, to the point where there are students that are indigenous protesting at Kansas University. Now, John Hoops, he claims to combat racism, but he does so by being a Twitter freaking keyboard warrior. He's been a freaking keyboard warrior since, like, the old days. Now, if you were to contact those student activists on Kansas University and say, hey, you know, you got an anthropologist sitting right next to a box of those bones who could be helping catalog them and return them, and he's not. He's too busy bullshitting with people on Twitter and yelling at them and claiming that they're being racist and claiming he's combating racism, but the actual racism that his own department inflicted on your people is not being taken care of by the man. That might cause him a little bit of trouble at his university. Now, it might not, but I'm certain that it will be more effective than contacting the dean, and it will look better. It looks bad to try to get somebody fired. All right? I know that's a typical, like, Twitter hate mob freaking tactic, but it just looks like shit from the outside.
Now, you notice I was directly calling for activism, for protests, for social stuff, not violence. Yep. Once again, Dave omits all this stuff because it doesn't fit his narrative.
In 1966, Chairman Mao Zedong, who was then the leader of the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese country, he felt like he was losing his grip on power. So he started what they call the Cultural Revolution. Basically, he told the country that they had a bunch of capitalist bourgeois influences worming their way into their communist country, and they needed to be rooted out. And the way he did that was weaponizing the students and the youth of the country. Students would put their teachers on mock trials and thump on their heads and even unalive some of them. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that that's what I want to see happen. I'm saying that it's a time-honored tradition to bring students into your fights on things like this. If you watch a political YouTuber and they go around and talk to people, are they not usually going to college campuses, right? There's a reason for that. Those are the minds that they want to change because those guys get out there and do shit. It's a natural human thing for young adults that are coming of age to punch up at power. They don't want to punch down. And believe you me, if you want somebody who's going to punch at power, you don't want to go above the power that's messing with you. They put those people there. You want to go to those that are already upset with these guys. Imagine a student who got a bad grade in one of these teachers' classes finding out that they like to lie to the public.
Once again, Dave ignores the context. I wasn't calling for violence. I was drawing a parallel with how this is the way that the youth think across human history. You can expect them to rise up against the elders. I talk about YouTubers that go on the college campus and stuff. I mean, he's lying. He's openly fucking lying about me. You piece of shit, Dave. God, you suck, jackass.
No, I'm not going to do any of this. Personally, I don't like bringing things into meat space, as this old people call the non-internet world. Even though, like, every now and again, I think that, you know, contacting one of those activists at John Hoops University would sure be funny. I still, it's just not how I roll, all right? But I know that a lot of you guys do that. And I understand that, man, these guys have pissed you all off. They pissed me off. But I hope that you would recognize, at least, that trying to get them fired is less effective and looks worse to the public in general than just informing the students of the kind of teacher they have. I mean, you know, John Hoops recently said about me, make sure and call Dan Richards Dan Richards and not de-dunking so that he always has to live with his actions. And I try to find the tweet. I'm not sure about the exact wording. He has me blocked, so it might be a little tricky. But at any rate, that's the kind of sentiment that he expressed about me. And I just think the same thing with the students there. They should know that they have a liar for a teacher. They should know that they have a teacher who's being dishonest or something like that. If you're wanting to take this into meat space, let me be very clear. This is not a call to action. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I do know that a lot of you out there will do it. Do this sort of thing. So if you're going to do that sort of thing, don't email their dean. Email those pissed off students that are already yelling about this stuff to begin with. It ain't going to take a whole lot to take a student that's already yelling about NAGPRA problems and point them at the person that could be helping, claims that they are fighting racism, but is refusing to undo the racism of the university that they sit in. Stuff like that is easily weaponizable and is going to be far more effective. But again, not a call to action. I'm not going to be doing any of that. I'm going to be sitting here drinking a beer, writing a script for another video.
Now, the context here was clear. I never called for physical violence. I was only calling for activism. Dave Farina is well aware of that. However, it didn't fit the narrative he wanted to form about me. The demonization of me as a person. This is the kind of stuff that gets people sued, Dave. But you know what? Just fucking man up and face me in a debate, you chicken shit little piece of crap. God, I can't believe you. You're such a coward, I have to go this far to actually get you to address this. Spring break's not an excuse, Dave. You know what? If you don't show up, I'm going to have Metatron on there with me, and we'll just both of us just sit there and talk shit about you. How about that? Anyway, for the rest of you, see that? Professor Dave Explains is a liar. Period. And you can try to sue me on that one, but you won't be able to win because I have receipts, unlike Dave. The only thing he's got receipts for, Denny's.